God, thank you for this exciting day. Would you help us open our ears and our hearts to the exciting things that you want to say to us? We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. There are so many things to get excited about at Christmas. There's the decorations, the music, the treats, the parties, and of course, the gifts. Does anybody else get excited about gifts? Yeah, me too. When I see a gift wrapped under the tree, I get excited. And I know I'm not the only one. Take a look at how excited these people get at Christmas gifts. It's fun to get excited about gifts. The excitement, however, sometimes wears off. When I ask my kids what they got for Christmas last year, they often have a hard time even remembering. There's one Christmas gift that I hope we never stop getting excited about. As I read through the Christmas story this year, I noticed that two times it said Jesus was wrapped snugly. I thought it was kind of neat that Jesus was wrapped up, like a gift is wrapped up, because Jesus is a gift that God has given to us. In fact, Jesus is the best gift of all time. And I want to share with you some reasons why we can get excited about this gift and how to respond. So one reason why this gift is so special, a special delivery?
There was a box for you.
For me?
Yeah, I think it's for, I was told to bring it up front. I think we have a special delivery. So
how exciting is this? I wonder what is inside the box. What? That's not a thing, that's a person. Hi, Robbie. Could you give Robbie a hand? See, Robbie helped me illustrate one of the things that's special about this Christmas gift. God didn't give us a thing. God gave us a person. In the scripture from Isaiah 9, it says, "For unto us a son is born, a child is given." God didn't give us a thing. God gave us a person. And the reason why God gave us a person is because God loves us and wants to be with us. Jesus was called Emmanuel, which means God with us. And Jesus was willing to do some really hard things to be with us. Think about his birth. Even though Jesus was wrapped snugly, he didn't have a very nice baby crib. Does anybody remember what they laid Jesus in? Just shout it out. A manger. A manger is a feeding box for animals. Do any of you have animals? When I met my wife, her family had a big dog, and they put the dog's food in a doggy bowl. Do any of you have doggy bowls in your house? Even if you don't, I think you could help me with these options. So, are doggy bowls always clean, or are they sometimes messy? Sometimes messy. Here's another option. Do dogs always smell nice, or do they sometimes smell stinky?
Stinky,
yeah. So, can you imagine putting baby Jesus in a messy, smelly doggy bowl? Well, guess what? A manger is a feeding box for animals. And it was a feeding box for animals like sheep, goats, cows. If you've ever been to a zoo or a petting zoo, you know those animals can be kind of messy and smelly too. And because they didn't have any room, they laid baby Jesus in a feeding box for animals. And even though it was messy and smelly, Jesus was willing to be born in a manger. That's how much he loves you and wants to be with you. And Jesus wanted to make sure that he could be with you forever. And so he did something else that was really, really hard. He went to, does anybody know what this is up on the wall? He went to a cross. The angels said that Jesus came to be our Savior. He came to save us from two big things. One thing he came to save us from was all of the wrong things we've done. I have a question for the parents. Parents, have any of your kids ever done something wrong? Seems like some mixed reviews. I have another question. Kids, have your parents ever done anything wrong? Okay, so to be fair, all of us have done things wrong. And when you do something wrong, you deserve to be punished. And because God is perfect and holy, we all deserve God's punishment for the wrong things that we do. But Jesus came to save us from that. It's like a story that one of our kids told me during the First Communion retreat. She said she did something wrong at school. And her teacher punished her by making her stay in at recess and not go out and play with the other kids. But there was another kid in the class that did something really nice. That other kid said, "I'll take your place. I'll stay in at recess so that you can go out and play with the other kids." Wasn't that really nice? Well, that's what Jesus did for us on the cross. He said, "I'm going to take the punishment for all the wrong things you've ever done, all the wrong things you'll ever do, so that you can be with God." Isn't that exciting? And the second thing that Jesus came to save us from is death. Sometimes people that we love die, and that's really sad, and it's hard not to be with them. And Jesus wanted to be with us forever. And so he said, "I'm willing to go to the cross and die for you so that I can beat death and give you the hope of living forever with God in heaven." Isn't that exciting? And Jesus doesn't just want to be with us in heaven. Jesus wants to be with us right now. And this is really exciting because Jesus is really amazing. We learned some of the reasons why Jesus is so amazing in our scripture from Isaiah 9, 6. And I'm going to need your help. I need everyone to say, "Wonderful Counselor."
Wonderful Counselor.
A counselor is someone that you go to when you're sad and when you have a problem. Have any of you ever felt sad or had a problem? Well, Jesus says we can come to him anytime for comfort and guidance because he is our wonderful counselor. I need your help again. Would everyone say, "Mighty God"?
Mighty God.
Show me your big muscles. Jesus is big and strong. Mighty means strong. Jesus is so strong, he helped make the whole world. He's so strong that he defeated death. That is pretty strong. And sometimes in life, we face things that seem really big and scary. Have any of you ever felt scared? Well, Jesus said we can come to him anytime, and he will help us through those big, scary things because he is our mighty God. All right, I need your help again. Say, "Everlasting Father."
Everlasting Father.
Have you ever seen that the Energizer Bunny? Well, the bunny, it goes on and on forever and ever. And that's what everlasting means. When we say Jesus is our everlasting Father, it means he's with us forever and ever. You know, sometimes our parents can't always be with us. Sometimes our friends can't always be with us, and we can feel lonely. Have you ever felt lonely? And Jesus said we can come to him anytime because he's always with us forever and ever. He is our everlasting Father. All right, one more. Would you say, "Prince of Peace"? Life in our world can sometimes be crazy, and it can leave us feeling worried and upset. Have you ever felt worried or upset? Well, Jesus said we can come to him anytime, and he'll calm us down and remind us that he's holding the whole world in his hands. He is our Prince of Peace. Friends, this is Jesus, our wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and that Jesus wants to be with us. Actually, better, that Jesus wants to be with you. Because the angel said this gift is for everyone. And that means this gift is for you. Isn't that exciting? And so how do we respond? Well, actually, we have a gift for you that we hope will help you remember how to respond in three ways. On your way out today, we have a puzzle that we want you to take. And on that puzzle, there's a scene of the Christmas story, and you can put that scene together. And this puzzle will help us remember three ways that we can respond. They all start with T. Everybody say T.
T.
The first T word is thank. Say thank.
Thank.
When you get a gift, you say thank you, right? The angels saying glory to God in the highest. That was a way of praising and thanking God. And so when you get your puzzle, I want you to say thank you, not just to us, but say thank you to God for sending Jesus to save you. The second T word is time. Say time.
Time.
When you spend time putting the puzzle together, I want you to think about it as spending time with God, because God loves you and wants to be with you. And so every time you take time to do that, think about ways to spend time with God. Maybe it's reading your Bible or praying or worshiping with us or being a part of our kids and our adult groups, helping others out. Spend time with a God that loves you so much. Our third T word is tell. Say tell.
Tell.
After the shepherds saw Jesus, they went around and they told everybody about him. This is good news of great joy for everyone, and God asks us to tell. And we think the puzzle is actually a really cool way to tell other people. So kids, I have an assignment for you. You got to listen up really good. Tomorrow, when you have a Christmas party, I want you to take your puzzle out, and I want you to ask somebody else, preferably somebody who wasn't here with us tonight, ask them to help put the puzzle together with you. And when you put that puzzle together, tell them the story and tell them why this is the best gift ever, that God sent his amazing son to be with us forever and to be with us right now. Kids, can you do that?
Yeah.
And parents, we have an assignment for you. If you text GSC space gift to 313131, we'll send you a list of many other meaningful ways to have fun with your puzzle this year. So text GSC space gift to 313131, and we'll send you that list of ideas. This is the best gift of all, and God wants to give it to you. And so this Christmas, if you want to receive that wonderful gift, I invite you to pray with me. So as you bow your heads, close your eyes, and I want you to repeat after me. Would you pray with me? Dear God,
thank you
for sending Jesus.
He is the best gift.
I want to spend my time with you. I ask you, Jesus, come into my life. Be my Savior. So I can be with you now and forever. Help me tell others about you. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you just started a party in heaven and a brand new life on earth. Please let us know so we can celebrate with you and support you on your faith journey. And now I invite you to stand as you're able and join with us in singing about this great gift.